This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Baruch Hama Boam, welcome everyone. Tonight's shiur, really the material is tremendous material. If you're here tonight, it's tremendous chus. If you drove in from far, it will be well worth it. I hope, Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach. We're going to speak a little bit about Eretz Yisrael and Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. We're going to speak about one of the details of Parshas Va'era and the Parshios that we've been reading the last couple of weeks. We're going to speak about the land of Goshen, but primarily about the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, the sanctity of various cities of Eretz Yisrael, and hopefully gain a deeper appreciation for what the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is like. Let's begin with Friday night davening. We know in Maariv for Leil Shabbos, we say in the bracha of Hashkivenu, normally we end up Baruch Ata Hashem, Shomer Amo Yisrael Lo'ad, but Friday night we say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Ha'apoyrehez, Uga Shalom Aleinu, Me'akam O Yisrael, V'yahal Yerushalayim, right? V'yahal Yerushalayim. We ask Yibon Shalom, the one who spreads the canopy of peace upon us and all of Klal Yisrael. So far, so good. Shabbos is a day of peace, and peace is always a good thing. But then the conclusion of the bracha seems rather strange. V'al Yerushalayim, and on Jerusalem. You know, what is Jerusalem mandachar shmei? Why are we talking about Yerushalayim? It's Friday night. What does Yerushalayim got to do with the price of tea in China? Where does this come in? Why are we saying it? We don't say it on a regular night. We don't say Shomer Amo Yisrael Lo'ad B'Yerushalayim or V'Yerushalayim. Why Dafka Friday night do we say HaPoyrez Yerushalayim? What's Yerushalayim got to do with anything? And it's not only this bracha, because if you look in Kabbalah Shabbos, if you take a look in L'cha Doidi, which we know is written by Rav Shlomo HaKabetz, the L'cha Doidi takes a very sharp left turn, because in the beginning of L'cha Doidi, we say L'cha Doidi L'kras Kala Pnei Shabbos Nekabla. Say, come, my beloved, toward the Kala. Let's greet the Shabbos. We're ushering in the Shabbos. The Shabbos is our queen, is our Kala. We're ushering in the Shabbos. And then Shamar V'zachar B'dibur Echad. We talk about how the Ribon Shem gave Shabbos to Klal Yisrael. And we say, Likra Shabbos, L'chu V'nelcha. Fine, so far it's all about Shabbos. Comes the next stanza. Mikdash Melech Ir Melucha. Mikdash Melech, Mikdash, the Beis HaMikdash, the House of Sanctity, Ir Melucha, Royal City. What are we referring to when we say Mikdash Melech Ir Melucha? What is the Mikdash Melech Ir Melucha? What is the Sanctum of the King, the Kingly City? What is it referring to? It refers to Yerushalayim. Why in the world, in the middle of Kabbalah Shabbos, are we referring to Yerushalayim? We say, Kumi Yitzi Mitoch Hafecha, rise up from the ashes, from the dust. You've dwelled long enough in the valley of tears. Hashem will have mercy on you. Okay, it's very nice. We all want Yerushalayim to be rebuilt. It has absolutely nothing to do with Friday night. It has nothing to do with Shabbos. Why are we addressing, why are we talking to Yerushalayim on Friday night? And we don't stop. Hisnari me'afar kumi. Hisnari means shake yourself off. Arise from the dust. Who are we talking to? Who are we addressing when we say Hisnari me'afar kumi? Shabbos? No. We're talking to Jerusalem. We're talking to Yerushalayim. We're saying to Yerushalayim, Livshi bigdei sefarteich ami, don the clothing of your nation. Through Ben Yishai. We say, Hisoyri, Hisoyri, wake up, wake up. Who should wake up? Who are we saying wake up? Not Shabbos, Yerushalayim. We say, Lo yisevoyishi, don't be embarrassed. V'nivnasa yiratila. Basically, the majority of L'cha Doidi is addressed to Yerushalayim. Why are we talking to Yerushalayim? You know, there are different madrigas. There's, there are people who talk to themselves. That's a halbatzara. But now are they talking to Yerushalayim? What are you talking to Yerushalayim for? You're in the five towns. Could Yerushalayim even hear you? Why are we addressing Yerushalayim Friday night? Okay, so that's Yerushalayim. Now let's move on. We're going to talk about a number of cities. 2 weeks ago we spoke about Chevron. We're back to Chevron. You ready? Parshas Vayera. Vayera ilav Hashem Eloine Mamre. God appeared to Abraham in the plains of Mamre. V'hu yoshev pesach ha'oyel k'choy mayim. He was sitting in the entrance of the tent in the heat of the day. Where does God appear to Avram Avinu on the third day of his Milah? In the plains of Mamre. Why Mamre? Says Rashi. Because Mamre's a good guy. He's the one who advised Avraham Avinu to get a bris milah. Rashi says, "Hu shenasan loy etzal milah." He's the one who gave Avraham advice on the milah. Now, Rabbi Isai, Avraham Avinu had, you know, other friends. He didn't just have one friend, right? If Rashi's saying that Mamre gave him the advice about the milah, that means there were other friends of his who did not advise him to have the bris milah. Who are these other friends? So we know there's Aner, Eshkol, and Mamre, right? These are the Chevra, Avraham Avinu's Chevra. They went to the bungalow together. These are the four people: Avraham, Aner, Eshkol, and Mamre. You know, they went to yeshiva together, went to camp together, went to the bungalow together. And Aner, Eshkol, and Mamre. Now, of these three people, Aner, Eshkol, and Mamre, who would you assume is the highest, has the highest stature? You would think Mamre, because Aner did not advise Avraham to get the milah. In fact, the matter says, Aner said, "Are you crazy? You're 100 years old. You're gonna get a bris milah at 100 years old." It's like nowadays, a guy who's 100 years old goes to the house, they're not going to touch him, right? They're ready, over batal, they say. "We're not going near you." Already, after you're 40 years old, you're ready down, you know, over the hill. That's it. You're an old man. Aner says, "You're 100 years old. You're going to have a bris milah. What do you do?" Mamre's Eshkol says, You're weakening yourself. You know, the enemies are going to conquer you. The enemies are going to prevail against you. And Mamre says, no. Mamre said, God's been with you all these years. The Ribbono Shel Olam saved you from the Kivshon Ha'esh. The Ribbono Shel Olam saved you from the four kings. The Ribbono Shel Olam saved you in hunger. You need to listen to God. If God tells you to do Milah, you got to do the Milah. So if you were to make a ranking of Aner, Eshkol, and Mamre, who would you think would be ranked number one? It's got to be Mamre. And yet, if you look in the pasuk, look at number 5, we talk about these three people. Aner, Eshkol, Mamre. Aner seems to be number 1. Eshkol is number 2. And Mamre is number 3. Why is Mamre last? I mean, he's the good guy. He's the tzaddik over here. God appeared in Mamre's chelek, not in Aner's chelek, not in Eshkol's chelek. So why is Mamre listed 3rd? How do you reconcile this? Typically in the Torah, they're listed in order of chashivos, right? Like by the Meraglim. You know, that's the derech of the Torah, the order of name. It's not like a batting order. It's not like baseball where, you know, batting number 3 is the best. The leadoff hitter is not the best. No, in the Torah, the leadoff guy, he's number 1. That's the way it is. That's the way it is by Kalat Torah Kula. So why is Mamre number 3? Why is Aner first?
Why didn't he need Mamre? Hashem told him finally to make bridge. What is he?
Yeah, what's Mamre? I only ask questions I have answers to in the show. Okay, so we're asking. Why is Mamre listed number 3? After all, Hashem appeared in Mamre's chelek. Mamre is the one who gave him the advice. Why is Mamre appear number 3? Okay, let's move on. The Chida, one of my all-time favorites. Chida. Rav Chaim Yosef David Azulai, his grandfather was Rabbi Avram Azulai. Rav Avram Azulai was a great Mekubal. He wrote the Chesed LiAvram. And he comments on something. We know that historically, many, many Mekubalim over the years lived in the city of Tzfas. You know, beginning with the Arizal, Rav Moshe Cordovero, Rav Chaim Vital, the Alshech, the Reishis Chachma. And even later on, the Basayan, Tzfas is a city with the mystical city, as they say. Why? Why is that? Well, the Chesed Avram says that really, Kabbalistically, Tzfas is a city that is most predisposed and is most conducive to be able to plummet the depths of the secrets of the Torah. The Chesed Avram writes that if you take the word Tzfas, the Misfar Katan, so a Tzadi becomes 9, Hey becomes 8, Tuf becomes 4, that's 21. With the word is 22. That's a remez. Shetzvas muchenes umezumenes lahasigba soid oimka shaltara. That Tzfas is designated to be able to achieve the secrets of the depths of the Torah. The secrets of the depths of the Torah. Meaning, if you want to be a mekubal, so if you have any closet mekubalim here, open mekubalim, moonlighting mekubalim, whatever. Any Kabbalist here, if you want a good city to get involved in, go to Tzfas. There's no city Ein avir zach b'chol Eretz Yisrael kavir Tzfas. There is no clearer air in all of Israel than the city of Tzfas. And then the Chazal Rambam says further, Kol hadar b'ir Tzfas yesh lo Yisrael na kol shar Eretz Yisrael. Someone who lives in Tzfas has advantages over anybody else who lives anywhere in Israel. Why? Because if you die there, the air is so clean that the soul goes straight to the Maras HaMachpelah. So you think, if that's the whole advantage, so go live near the Maras HaMachpelah. The whole advantage of Tzfas is that you die quicker, you die easier, so go straight to Maras HaMachpelah. Okay, but that's not what we're going to discuss tonight. The Ches Avram seems to say that if you want to breathe in spiritual air to infuse you with an understanding of the secrets of the Torah, the depths of the Torah, you got to go to Tzfas, not Tveria, not Meron, not Tel Aviv, not even Bnei Brak, not even Yerushalayim. You go to Tzfas.
What's Chaf Beis?
Chaf Beis is 22, the 22 letters of the Torah. That the Mispar Katan of Tzfas is 22. Yeah, 22 letters of us. Comes the Chassam Sofer, and the Chassam Sofer says, what in the world is the Ches Avram talking about? That Tzfas is the holiest city in Eretz Yisrael? Chas v'shalom. How could you say something like that? He must mean it's the holiest city except for Yerushalayim. Chalila to think that any city's Kedusha, even comparable, rivals Yerushalayim. If the Ches Avram was right, then it should come out that somebody goes to Eretz Yisrael and you go to Tzfas, you should rice Kriya right away because that's the holy city. And then when you go to Yerushalayim, you shouldn't rice Kriya. And if you go to Yerushalayim and you tear Kriya, when you go to Tzfas, you should have to tear again. But we know it's not true. You only tear Kriya when you go to Yerushalayim. When you go to Tzfas, you buy art and you breathe in the air, but you don't have to tear Kriya. So it must be, says the Chassam Sofer, that when the Chesed Avram says there is no city more predisposed to breathing in spiritual air, it must be besides Yerushalayim. But Chalila to say that Tzfas is more conducive to the Kabbalah than Yerushalayim. The only thing is, that ain't what the man says. The Ches Avram doesn't say, except for Yerushalayim. He says pretty clearly. He says that there ain't avir zach v'chol Eretz Yisrael ka'avir Tzfas. He says, Tzfas is muchenes, mezumenes, ahasik v'soyd omko shel Torah. He doesn't say besides Yerushalayim. Let's move on to another city. Let's talk about a city that's mentioned in this week's parasha. This week's parasha doesn't say one word about Eretz Yisrael. But it talks about another city. It talks about the city, the region of Goshen. Let's talk about Goshen. Where is Goshen? And the right answer is not upstate New York, okay? Where is Goshen? So, those who are familiar with Sefer Yehoshua would know that Goshen is a city and a region in Eretz Yisrael. For example, in Yehoshua Perek Yod Pasuk Mem Aleph, look at number 10. Vayakim Yehoshua smote them, Mikadosh Barnea, Viad Aza, Viad Kodesh Goshen, Viad Givon. Now Kodesh Barnea is Israel. Aza is Israel. Whether you like it or not, Givon is Israel. Goshen is also. Also, Sefer Yehoshua Perek Yod Aleph Pasuk Tazayin. Yehoshua took the land, the mountain, the Negev, Goshen, the Shvela, the Arava. That means Goshen is part of Eretz Yisrael. In Perek Tezvav, look at number 12. It's telling you the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Goshen, Choloin, Gilo. Now ask you, Gilo. Where's Gilo? Gilo's in Egypt? No. Cholon, where Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein lives. He lives in Mitzrayim, right? I don't think so. I know he gets interesting questions, but he gets them in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah? And Goshen. Goshen is Eretz Yisrael. There are three psukim in Sefer Yeshua that clearly delineate that Goshen is part of the land of Israel.
Was Goshen originally in Egypt?
The problem is, this Choshev Yid is asking, in Parshas Vayigash, it says explicitly, look at number 13, Vayeshev Yisrael Be'eretz Mitzrayim, the Jews dwelled in Egypt, Be'eretz Goshen, in the land of Goshen. So what's going on over here? Where is Goshen? What Goshen is it talking about in Sefer Yeshua? So Radak comes right off the bat, and the Radak says, you know, hold your horses here. There could be more than one Goshen, right? The same way there's more than one Bethlehem, and there are many, there's more than one York and Jersey. So there's more than one Goshen. Says Radak, Ein zeh shel Eretz Mitzrayim. The Goshen in Yeshua is not the Goshen of Egypt. And then the Radak, a perek later, says, you know what? I'm not so sure. If you look at number 15, the Radak first says, Ein zeh Goshen shel Mitzrayim. This is not the Goshen of Mitzrayim. And the Radak says, Uvidrash Omer, you can make the following drasha. Goshen was in Egypt. Vehi nevlas b'tachar Yisrael. It's in Egypt, but it's absorbed into Israel. So there's like this thing of Goshen, which gets absorbed into Israel. Israel's surrounding, or Israel's surrounding Goshen. That's why it says when Yosef went to his father Goshna, it says Yosef went up. What do you mean went up? You don't go up to Mitzrayim. No, Goshen is in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, when Yehuda was sent to Goshen, by conquering Goshen, Targum Yonasan ben Uzziel says he conquered Goshen, he was able to take Goshen and make it part of Eretz Yisrael. So what is Goshen? It's like no man's land. It's not no man. It is Eretz Yisrael. It's in Mitzrayim. But it's in Mitzrayim, but it's surrounded by Eretz Yisrael. It's like in between. Very interesting. What other land do we have that's like Goshen? Like this question, where is it? It's a city in Eretz Yisrael. It's from the borders of Eretz Yisrael. It's in Mitzrayim. It's surrounded by Eretz Yisrael. It became part of Eretz Yisrael. So it sounds like originally it was a city in Mitzrayim, surrounded by land in Israel, and then ultimately Israel swallowed it up. That's basically what happened. Or, by the way, there's the Shach al HaTorah writes something very interesting that he wants to say there are two things. There's Goshna and Eretz Goshen. Eretz Goshen is where the Shvatim lived. Goshna was where Yaakov's house was. Goshna is Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Goshen was attached to Goshna. And Goshna was a strip of land that wherever Yaakov walked, it went under him. So Goshna is like this movable, transportable strip of Eretz Yisrael that Yaakov lived on, and wherever he went, it accompanied him. The Shach al HaTorah says, Yaakov Avinu in his life never left Eretz Yisrael. Under him was always Goshna. So, but be it as it may, this Eretz Goshen and this Goshna has a very unique status. It's not full-fledged Eretz Yisrael. It's not Mitzrayim. It's very close to Eretz Yisrael. It's attached to Eretz Yisrael. It's surrounded by Eretz Yisrael. And ultimately, it becomes part of Eretz Yisrael. But how do we account for that? Why is that? What's the explanation? So, Marv Rabbeisa, we presented four questions. Question number one is, why do we invoke Yushalayim Leil Shabbos? Why are we talking about Yushalayim Friday night? Question number two, Mamre. Who is this Mamre guy? Why was he the one who gave the Eitzah on the Mila? Why is he listed third if he's the most Chashav? We discussed Tzfas. What does the Chesed Avram mean? Tzfas is the most conducive city to understanding the Kabbalah. And then finally, what is the status of Goshen? Why does it have such a unique status? Okay, to answer these four questions, we need to ask another six questions, okay, on a different subject. Okay, we'll do it very quickly. And it's unbelievable, and there's going to be one answer to everything. Okay, the answer to the four questions is by asking six other questions. Ready, Ellie? You ready? Okay. So, it goes like this. We go to Sefer Yehoshua, Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Tesvav. There's a good man by the name of Kalev ben Yefune. Kalev ben Yefune was married to Miriam. He was also married to Basia Bas Paroi. Okay? And this is talking about how they were conquering Eretz Yisrael. And they come to a particular city. Vayal misham el yoshvei Devir. They went up from there to the inhabitants of Devir. V'shem Devir lefanim Kiryat Sefer. The name of Devir used to be Kiryat Sefer. Raise your hand if you've been to Kiryat Sefer. Okay, it's irrelevant because Kiryat Sefer today has nothing to do with this. Okay, no connection at all. That's why they legally had to change the name of Kiryat Sefer to Modiyim Elit, because there's a law that if you're so far away from the biblical city, you're not allowed to be called that. So if you've been in Kiryat Sefer, good for you. It has nothing to do with anything, okay? Fine. So the name of the city, Devir, used to be called Kiryat Sefer. Fine. Vayomer Kalev, and they couldn't conquer it. Vayomer Kalev. Kalev said, Asher Yaked as Kiryat Sefer. Anyone who conquers Kiryat Sefer, Ulechada, and conquests it, V'nasati lo yas achsa biti l'isha. I'm going to give them my daughter Achsa as a wife. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't recommend that you take your daughter, hang her in the air and say, whichever warrior, you know, who do you think is going to conquer a city? The most eligible bachar, you know, the biggest mitzuyan? Or some chaleria, you know, how do you say, whoever conquers a city? Vayilkudo Asniel ben Kenaz achi Kalev. Luckily, Asniel ben Kenaz, the brother of Kalev, conquered it. Vayitin las ach sabita leisha. That's a good question. I'm not addressing that. Comes a sefer Arvei Nachal. Arvei Nachal was written by Rav David Eibishitz, no relation to Rabbi Yonason. Rav David Eibishitz wrote comments on the Magen Avram called Levushei Srad. Says the Arvei Nachal, wait a second, what's going on over here? Why is this the only city in Eretz Yisrael that's so hard to conquer? They had no problem conquering any other city, country, region. There were basically no casualties except by Ai. And they come to the Sefer, this city, Kiryat Sefer, and they can't conquer it. Why not? What's so hard? If there's no wall around, doesn't say there's anybody even fighting against them. Why couldn't they conquer Kiryat Sefer? Number two, what does it say? The name of the city is Devir. They came to Devir. The city used to be called Kiryat Sefer. Really? I feel like a much more fulfilled person now that I know what the name of the city used to be. I mean, who cares? Why does the Navi say what the name of the city was? Imagine, he said, it's the United States of America. It used to be called, I don't know, what it used to be called? What? The colonies. I mean, it's not necessary for the Torah right that the city used to be called Kiryat Sefer. Who cares? And here's the biggest question of all. Vayoymer Kolev Asher Yakiz Kiryat Sefer. So Kolev puts up a sign. Anyone who conquers Kiryat Sefer. Kolev, you know, get with the program. This is the year. What year was it? 2000. Get with the program, Kolev. The name of the city is not Kiryat Sefer. You're going to put up a sign. Whoever conquers cares, and no one's going to know what you're talking about. He should say whoever conquers Devir. Kiryat Sefer is what it used to be called. But, get with the program. It's called Devir. So put up a sign. Anyone who conquers Devir. Why is he calling it by the name of the city that it used to be called? Why is he being mafker his daughter, to whoever conquers the city? Why does the pasuk say whoever hits Kiryat Sefer, Ulichada, and conquest it? Either Yakya or Lichada. Why both? Comes the Gemara, and the Gemara turns the whole story on its head. Take a look at number 18. Comes the Gemara, that at the time that Moshe Rabbeinu was about to be Nifter, so Moshe Rabbeinu says, listen, Yeshua, this is the last year. So this time, no shear, you ask me any questions you have. So Yeshua says, any questions I have? I don't have any questions. What do you think I've been doing for the last 90 years? I've been sitting right next to you every day, setting up the shear, sitting next to you, taking in, imbibing every word you said. I have no questions. Didn't you write in the Torah of Yeshua ben Nun, Nar Meshar, so you lo yamash mitoicha ayel? You wrote in the Torah, I was sat next to you my entire life. I don't have any questions. Hashem got angry at Yeshua for saying that. Hashem said to Yeshua, that's it. 300 halachas were forgotten at that moment, plus another 700 sfeikos in halacha. Then the Gemara says, Hashem says to Yeshua, what do you want me to do? You want me to tell it to you? I can't tell it to you. So the people went to Yeshua and they said, Yeshua, what do we do in this situation? Yeshua said, I forgot. Yeshua, what do we do? I forgot. So the people said, okay, Yeshua, we're going to kill you. Well, what? You're on the payroll, and you're not doing anything. So we gotta knock you off. What do you do with the rabbi that you don't know what to do with? They say, we're going to have to kill you. That's the better things that they do to, So so Hashem came to Yeshua, and he said, look, Yeshua, we need an ace. I can't tell you that. Lachas, go distract them. Go tell them we're going into Eretz Yisrael, we have to conquer it. This way they won't kill you. So Yeshua came and said, okay, Yeshua, what's the halach? No, we don't have time now. Now we have to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Said, oh, okay, fine. And they went to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara, 300 halachas were forgotten during the mourning for Moshe Rabbeinu. When it says whoever conquers Kiryat Sefer, it doesn't mean whoever conquers Kiryat Sefer. It means whoever reminds Klaus of the 300 halachas that were forgotten during the Avelos for Moshe. Comes Osniel ben Kenaz, and he restores these 300 halachas through his pilpul. So says the Arvei Nachal, talk about, turning a story on its head. There's only one problem. That ain't what it says. It says that Kalev says, whoever conquers Kiryat Sefer, I'll give them an ox to my daughter. And Othniel ben Kenaz conquered Kiryat Sefer. So the Gemara, no, you're missing the boat. What it really means to say is, who's going to remind the Jewish people of the 300 halachos that were forgotten during the Avilos of Moshe? And Othniel ben Kenaz restored it with his pilpul. How could the Chachamim come and completely uproot the simple interpretation of the Pasuk? So to answer these six questions, we need to ask another question. Okay, so we have four. We have six on this episode, or you could call it five. One more question, and we'll tie it all together. In the battle against Ai, take a look at number 20. Yehoshua says, "Vayishlochem Yehoshua." Yeshua sent them. Vayelchu el Amarav. He went to ambush. Vayishvu bein Beisel ubein Ai miyam laAi. Vayolen Yehoshua balayla ahu b'toicha'am. Yehoshua dwelt that night among the people. Literally, he slept that night. Now, if you're writing Torah, why in the world do I need to know that Yeshua slept? Believe me, everybody needs sleep. I need sleep. I would have liked to sleep also. I mean, we think Yeshua is the only one who wants to go out. I also didn't sleep that much last night. Why in the world is the Torah saying Yeshua went to sleep? That's important to know. Every human being goes to sleep. Why does it say, Vayola and Yeshua b'layla b'toicha'am? Says Gemara Megillah. It means shalon ba'oimko shel halacha. Vayolan means he probed the depth of halacha. He didn't go to sleep. He dealt in halacha. That's a good question. He's about to attack Ai. He's a general. What do you call a general who the night before a war is poring over a Gemara? You call him negligent. That's what you call him. What in the world is Yeshua doing? I mean, he should be strategizing. He should be planning, plotting. What's he delving into the depth of halacha? Comes Rav Pinchas Karatzer. Comes the Divrei Yechezkel. Comes the Arvei Nachal. Comes Rav Levi Yitzchak of Barditchev. And they say the following astounding yesod. Tremendous yesod. Amazing yesod. And that is, Hashem created the world with the Torah. Estako b'iraiso bar alma. But specifically, Eretz Yisrael. That there is a very deep soul connection between the Torah and Eretz Yisrael. To the point where Eretz Yisrael as a place is what Torah is as the Dvar Hashem. Meaning, the Sefer Yetzirah writes, there's something called Olam Shana Nefesh Ashan. There is place, there is time, and there is soul. Meaning place, time, person. Whatever there is in place, there is in time, there is in a person. For example, let me give you one example. In the world, there's a place called Kodesh HaKadoshim, Holy of Holies. What is the day that corresponds to Kodesh HaKadoshim? If there's a place that's Holy of Holies, what's the day that corresponds to Holy of Holies? Yom Kippur. Who's the person who corresponds to Holy of Holies? Kohen Gadol. That's why they all three go together. Kohen Gadol, Yom Kippur, Kodesh HaKadoshim. What there is in Torah, there is in Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, we could make a map. We could take a Sefer Torah, spread it out, and say, Parshas Bereishis is this city in Eretz Yisrael. Parshas Noach is that city in Eretz Yisrael. Hilchos Shabbos is this area in Eretz Yisrael. Hilchos Taras HaMishpacha is that area in Eretz Yisrael. Each Chelek in Torah corresponds to a different location in Eretz Yisrael. In order to conquer the entirety of Eretz Yisrael, you need to master the whole Torah. If you master a certain Mitzvah in Torah, you're able to obtain and possess that corresponding Chelek of Eretz Yisrael. In other words, what was Yeshua doing the night before fighting Ai? He was lon ba'imkos shalacha. He was learning the chelek of Torah that corresponded to Ai, so that the very next day, all he needs to do is walk in and take it over. And there's no guns need to be shot, no ammunition. If we would have access to know what chelek in Torah corresponds to what part of Eretz Yisrael, we would have immediate and complete possession of the land. What was Yeshua doing the night before the battle? He was lon ba'imko shel halacha. Which halachas? Why is he distracting himself? No, that's how he conquers the Ai. He learns the chelek of Torah that corresponds to the city of Ai. Comes the Divrei Yechezkel, listen to this. It's Oyam and Oira, as well as the Arvei Nachal. You know why they had such a hard time conquering Kiryat Sefer? Because you know what Chilek and Torah corresponded to Kiryat Sefer? The 300 halachos that were forgotten during the Avelos of Moshe. Those 300 halachos corresponded to Kiryat Sefer. When those halachos were forgotten, they lost all reasonable access to that city. If they would be able to restore those 300 halachos, they'd be able to conquer Kiryat Sefer. But they forgot those 300 halachos. And that's why they couldn't conquer it. It's not that Chazal are saying one pshat and then the Torah is saying a different pshat. It's not that the Navi says a pashut pshat and Chazal are saying a completely different pshat. They go hand in hand. They're oila bevad echad. If you want to know the deeper reason why they couldn't conquer Kiryat Sefer, says Gemara and Temura, is because what corresponded to the city of Kiryat Sefer, the 300 halachos that were forgotten during the Avos HaMoshe, corresponded to the city of Kiryat Sefer. Now let's look back at the pasuk. This is Oyon Venoira. This is incredible. If I were to ask you, every human being, every item, what is the source of its vitality? What is the source of its ruchnius? What is the source of its koyach and power? Its name. The name of something is the shoresh of its chios. Like the pasuk says. The pasuk says when Adam Harishain says, ki nefesh chaya hu shemoi. The living spirit is the name. So in other words, if your name is Yaakov, you should know all of your chios, all of your koyach, all of your kedusha emanates from the koyach of that name. Look in the pasuk. You're gonna amazing. Says the Navi, "Vayal misham al yoshe dvir." They went to Dvir. You know what the name of the city was? Dvir. No question. It didn't have another. Look back at number 17. "Vishem Dvir lefanim." Lefanim doesn't mean the name of the city used to be. Lefnim, you want to know the internal source of vitality of the city of Dvir? The source is Kiryat Sefer, the city of the Sefer. It was that Sefer, those 300 halachos that were forgotten. Therefore, Kalev says, let's cut to the chase. I don't need somebody to conquer the city. Vayoymer Kalev, Asher Yakeh is Kiryat Sefer. Whoever is Yakeh Kiryat Sefer, meaning whoever restores the halachos, Ulchada will then conquer the city. I ain't giving my daughter to any guy who just conquers the city. You need to be Yakeh Kiryat Sefer. You need to restore the halachos. Because it's not lefanim. Lefanim not in the past. Lefanim means internally, on the panemius of it. It's called Kiryat Sefer. So in other words, Marv Rabbeisai, the concept that we are presenting is that every part of Torah corresponds to a different chelek in Eretz Yisrael. If you see an area in Eretz Yisrael we're not maintaining possession of, we're not conquering, we're losing our grip on, if only we could identify which chelek of Torah corresponded to it, learn it, master it, and have a certain dominion over that area in Torah, that part of Eretz Yisrael would be ours. By the way, if you would go to Eretz Yisrael, if you were alive when the Jewish people entered the land, and you were there when Yehoshua divvied up the land, why do you think Shevet Binyamin took this part of Eretz Yisrael, Shevet Asher took that part of Eretz Yisrael, and Shevet Yosef took this part of Eretz Yisrael? Because every Shevet has a connection to a different part of Torah. Why do you think Reuven got that house, Shimon got this house? Because we know there's 600,000 Jews, 600,000 letters in the Torah. Every Jew has his letter. Every Jew has his letter. Each letter corresponds to a different parcel in Eretz Yisrael. You know which parcel of land you got in Eretz Yisrael? You got the parcel of land that corresponded to your letter in the Torah. So in other words, Beruach HaKodesh, Yeshua was able to give every single individual the piece of land that corresponded to that person's respective koyach and connection to Torah. Says the Kedushas Levi, says Rav Levi Yitzchak Bardishev, and now we're coming to the main part of the shir. Says Rav Levi Yitzchak Bardishev, when Moshe Rabbeinu sends in the Meraglim, what language does he tell them? He says, Shlach lecha anoshim v'yasuru. V'yasuru is a lashon of Torah. You know what I want you to do? Go into the land. You know how you're going to conquer it? You're going to learn there. You're going to identify which chelek in Torah corresponds to what element and what parcel in Eretz Yisrael, thereby you make it accessible through to conquest. V'yasuru is a lashon of Torah. And then says Reb Levi Yitzchak Baditchev, a whopper. Ready for this? Says Reb Levi Yitzchak. The first Rashi in the Chumash. The first Rashi in the Torah. Amar Reb Yitzchak. Loi haya loi lahaskil ha-Torah ela ha-mechadish ha-zelochem. The Torah should have began with, we're number 26, this is the first month of the year. Why does it begin with Bereishis? Says Rashi, what? Koyach masov higid la'amoy loseis lohem nachlas goyim. Listen to these words that Rashi uses. Koyach masov, the strength of his acts. Higid la'amoy, Hashem tells his people, to give them the nachla of the goyim. You know how Reb Levi Yitzchak understands these words of Rashi? Koyach masov. Hashem gave the power of masim. Higid la'ama, he told his people, in order to be able to give them Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, Hashem gave over to Klal Yisrael. Which chelek of Torah corresponds to what part of Eretz Yisrael? Koyach masov. Higid la'ama. Hashem told Klal Yisrael the koyach of their maisim to be able to give them losseis lohem nachalas goyim. Okay, Rabbi, so this is the introduction. I need a little bit more time tonight, okay? This is the beginning. You're not going anywhere anyway, okay? Everybody knows the Gemara says in Bava Metzia that they asked the Nevi'im, they asked the Chachamim, they asked the Malachim, Al Ma of the Haaretz, why was Eretz Yisrael destroyed? And only the Ribbono Shel Olam could respond. What was the response? The response was, Allah's Vamas Tairasi, they forsook the Torah. One second, oh, I don't understand. We want to know why the land was destroyed. What are you telling me? Because they forsook the Torah. You want to know why they don't know Torah? Because they forsook the Torah. What are you telling me? They forsook Torah, so therefore the land was destroyed. Says the Yetav Lev, Sigate, Satmer, ironically. You want to know why Klal Yisrael lost control of the land? Allah's Vamas Tairasi. Because access to the land is only gained through knowledge of the Torah. As soon as they're Azvam Es Tairasi, they of the Haaretz. That's why the Gemara in Gittin says Eretz Yisrael's Eretz Tzvi. It expands, the Gemara says, like the skin of a deer. A skin of a deer, once you take the skin off, the skin shrivels up. You wonder, how in the world did the deer live in its own skin? But when the deer is in it, it stretches. Eretz Yisrael expands and it shrinks. We do the will of God, it expands. We don't, it shrinks. What's the explanation for that? Very simple. The more the Torah is learnt, the more the Yud Gimel Midah, Shatan, Reshes, Behem are utilized, the more Chidushei Torah are proliferated, the more Torah, the bigger Eretz Yisrael becomes. Because Eretz Yisrael is fueled by the corresponding Torah. The less the Torah is learned, the less the Yud Gimel Midah, Shatan, Reshes, Behem are utilized, Eretz Yisrael shrinks. So now, Rabbi Isai, we have the amazing task of trying to figure out, so what chelek of Torah corresponds to what parts of Eretz Yisrael? Now you have to know this is uncharted territory because we're not privy anymore. Yeshua knew it. Yeshua knew which sugya to learn before he conquered each city, but he didn't write it down anywhere, and he didn't give it over to us. It's not written anywhere. So this is really vast territory, fertile ground to try to figure out, you know, what corresponds to what. Now, I don't know if I have the gumption on my own to tell you, oh, this page of Gemara is this street. And, you know, by the way, if you have problems with neighbors, all you need to find is the Rashi or the Tosis. And then all of a sudden, you know, you have the guy's, you know, making a racket, and the next day, all of a sudden, he moves out. He said, no, Lamed Gimel on the base, right? So if, oh, that's all it would take. But we're not privy to that. But a little bit, if we could try to figure out, and this is really this thesis of Rav Pinchas Karitzer and Rav Levi Yitzchak Baditchev and the Arvei Nachal is one of the main themes in Rav Moshe Wolfson's Sefer, Tzion Ve'Areha, where based on this, he has tremendous remuzim. What chelek in Torah corresponds to which parts of Eretz Yisrael? So I'm going to give you a little flavor. Let's start like this. Let's talk about Rachel Imenu. Where is Rachel Imenu buried? Beis Lechem Yehuda. What's she doing, Beis Lechem Yehuda? Can't get her a nice spot. Eretz Achayim in Beit Shema, you know? Get a Har Menucha, is Har Aziz. And what's she doing in Beis Lechem? Let's talk about Beis Lechem. Who was born in Beis Lechem? We'll get to him soon. Al Yadish, right? Al Yad Ben Yishai, Beis Halachmi. David HaMelech was born in Beis Lechem. Interesting. Mashiach is born in Beis Lechem. Marv Rabbi Sai, what's the job of Mashiach? You know, if we wanted to give somebody the Mashiach test, how do we... A guy comes into Shul. By the way, I'm collecting money, and I have a koilo in Eretz Yisrael, and I'm marrying with my daughter. By the way, it's one, you know, Agavurcha happened to be Mashiach. Okay. So how do we know if he's telling the truth or not? So the Rambam says, in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Dalet, if he builds the Beis HaMikdash, V'kibetz Nidche Yisrael, if he gathers in the outcasts, he gathers colleagues from all ends of the world, he's Mashiach. So the job of Mashiach is to gather the Jewish people from all ends of the world. Where's Mashiach born? Beis Lechem Yehuda. That means the city of Beis Lechem Yehuda somehow is able to create the concept and bring about the return to the land. Right? That's the job of Mashiach. Mashiach is born in Beis Lechem. Memela Rachel Imenu. What is the objective of Rachel? What is Rachel's job? Rachel's job is to cry out, and Hashem will say, Vishavu Banim Lekvulam. The Jews will return. Where is she buried? She can only be in Beis Lechem. Beis Lechem is the makom of Kibbutz Nidchei Amo Yisrael. Therefore, Rachel has to be in Beis Lechem. Well, if every chilek in Eretz Yisrael corresponds to a particular mitzvah, which mitzvah in the Torah corresponds to Beis Lechem? It has to be the mitzvah of return to the land. Which mitzvah of the Torah says you got to return to your land? Yovel. Yovel is, what does it say by Yovel? Look at number 30. Bishnas ha-yovel azois, tashuvu ish el achuz asoi. In other words, which chelek in Torah corresponds to Beis Lechem Yehuda? Yovel. This is, I don't know, I think this is Ruach HaKodesh. This is from Moshe Wolfson. The words that Hashem says to Rachel, Noam Hashem v'shavu banim legvulam rashi tevois yoybel. Beis Lechem Yehuda, the city of Beis Lechem Yehuda, corresponds to the mitzvah of yoybel. Rachel has to be in Beis Lechem Yehuda. She causes v'shavu ishal chuzasai. The words Noam Hashem yud kevavke yud v'shavu number 32 banim legvulam. You see it? Rashi tevois yoybel. Marv Rabbi say, what's the name of the area? Beis Lechem Yehuda. Rashi Tevois Yovel. Beis Lechem Yehuda. Rashi Tevois Yovel. That is why Mashiach is born there. Why is Mashiach born there? Because the job of Mashiach is Vishavu Banim Legvulam. Rashi Tevois Yovel. So when the Goyim need to... it's a big one. When the Goyim need to have a Mashiach Sheker, if they need to make a what we call Kekoif B'fnei Adam, they need to mimic our Mashiach, where do you think they're going to have him born? Bethlehem, of course, Beis Lechem Yehuda. Where else are they going to have him born? Marv Raboisai. Look at number 36. You're going to flip. Look at number 36. The neighbors call the kid a name. So Rus lives with Boyaz. Boyaz, they have a child. What do they say to Nami? Yulad ben Lenami. Yulad ben Lenami, Rashi Tevois, Yovel. Why? Hu avi Yishai, hu avi David. Yovel, Yovel. Marv Rabbi say, what day of the year is David born? Shavuos, the 50th day, the day of Yovel. The day of Yovel. What carbon do we bring on Shavuos? Beis Lechem. The two Beis Lechem. The city Beis Lechem and the carbon. Beis Lechem. We bring the Shnei HaLechem, the Beis Lechem. That's what we bring on the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Yulad ben Lenami. A child is born for Nami. Marv Raboisai. The gematria of Bein Yishai Beis Halachmi is Ad Shnas Hayoivel. So listen to this. David HaMelech as a Mashiach is in a mitzvah form, Yovel. So Yovel as a mitzvah is what Mashiach is as a person, is what Beis HaLechem is as a city. That's Makom. That's Ashan. Olam, the place is Beis Lechem. The time is Shavuos, Yovel, and the person is David. Who is Rus? Rus comes from Moav. She has to convert. You know why she has to convert? Because Rus is not on the level of Yovel yet. She's on the level of Moav. What's the gematria of Moav? Mem is 40, Vav is 6, Aleph is 1, Vez is 2. 49. She's only 49. She's not on the madrega of Yovel yet. She's only 49. When she enters Klal Yisrael, she's elevated to the status of Yovel. She's elevated to the status of Mekabetz Nidchei Amo Yisrael. She's elevated to the status of Yulad Ben Lenami, Yovel. Beis Lechem Yehuda, Yovel. Mar Rabbeisai, it's Mamish. What? There are no words. Who's responsible for all of this? Naomi. Naomi is Rashi Tevois, Mekabetz Nidchei Amo Yisrael. Naomi is Rashi Tevois, Mekabetz Nidchei Amo Yisrael. Okay, so if you want to know what Chelek and Torah corresponds to Beis Lechem Yehuda, Yovel, the mitzvah of Yovel, v'shavu banim legvulam, Noam Hashem, v'shavu banim legvulam, that each person returns El Achuzasai. Okay, let's talk about Chevron now. Back to Chevron. Oh, it's a very interesting thing. Parshas Lech Lecha. Yeah, you have time or you're in a rush? Don't answer that, right? Hashem comes to Abraham and he says, you can have a bris milah. Fine. So, you know, if you tell somebody who's 100 years old, 99 years old, you're going to have a bris milah. So you tell them, you have bris milah, it's going to hurt, and after that, everything will be good. If you look carefully in that parasha, look at number 40. Hashem tells Abraham, v'hifreisi oischa b'ma'id ma'id. I'm going to cause you to multiply. Unesaticha l'goyim. And I'm going to make you nations. Umelachim mimcha yetzeyu. Kings will come out of you. Did you ever notice that? That in the context, in the commandments to Abraham that he should have a bris milah, Hashem says, kings are going to come from you. Which kings was Hashem referring to? When Hashem told Abraham, kings are going to come from you, which kings was he talking about? David, Shlomo, kings, Malchus face David. Does anybody know, where did Hashem tell David Hamel, Avram Avinu, this prophecy, Malachim Imcha Yetzeyu, about Bris Milah? Where was it? If you look carefully, turn the page, number 42. It says that right before, now Avram Avinu, we know, traveled all over Eretz Yisrael. Holech v'nasaya hanegba, he went bein Beisel, bein Ayad, Mokuret. He's going all over the place. Right before this episode, Vayehal Avraham, Vayavoy, Vayeshev, Beiloni Mamre, Hashem Chevroin, he comes to Chevroin. And in Chevroin, Hashem tells Avraham, do bris milah, and kings are going to come from you. What's the connection between bris milah and kings coming from Avraham Avinu? What one thing got to do with the other? And what's amazing is, 837 years later, in Chevroin, the first Jewish king was anointed, David. If you remember from Shmuel Beis, David says, God, I'm going to be the king. Where should I go? Where should they anoint me? Should I go to the Arei Yehuda? Hashem says, yes. David says, where should I go? Chevroin. And the Bnei Yehuda anoint David. And then the Pasuk says, the Bnei Yisrael anoint David. Where? Chevroin. Says the Sefer Neflois Mitaras Hashem Yisbarach. Think about it. You know, Avraham Avinu wasn't only in Chevroin. He's all over the place. He's back in Mitzrayim. He's back to Eretz Yisrael. He's going up and down, up and down, up and down. Why was it that the prophecy that kings are going to come from you had to specifically be in Chevroin? Why Chevroin? You know why Chevroin? Because since it was going to be fulfilled in Chevroin, since David was going to be anointed in Chevroin, Hashem always orchestrates, and this is something you could run through the Torah, that the place where the prophecy comes to fruition, Hashem makes sure the prophecy happened in that place. Why? So that the very stones and the very city and the very area that heard the prophecy of Hashem will later be able to say, yeah, Ribbono Shel Olam, you made it happen. So Hashem told Avraham in Chevroin, kings are going to come from you, so that 837 years later, when they anoint David in Hebron, the stones of Hebron will say, yeah, God, we remember, you came through, you're good on your word. Listen carefully. That means that kings always are proclaimed, where? Not in Yerushalayim, in Hebron. When Avshalom wants to usurp the Malucha, where does he go? He goes to Hebron to proclaim himself the king. Avram Avinu comes to buy the Maris Machpelah. What do the B'nai Ches tell him? Nesiyah le'kimata b'secheinu. Oh, you're a melech. He's just trying to buy a field. He's just trying to buy him. Why is that? No, this is the makom of Malchus. This is the makom of Malchus. Rashi even says that when Avram Avinu bought the field, it says, Vayakam Sedei Ephraim. It had an aliyah, it had a tekuma. Rashi says, what was the aliyah? It left the hands of Ephraim, who's a pasha, the guy, and it went to Avram Avinu, who's a melech. What's Rashi talking about, melech? Should say it left the hands of a Rasha and it went to a tzaddik, it went to a good guy. Why Rasha? No, this is Hebron. In Hebron is the makam of Malchus. It's the city of Malucha. It's the city of kingship. That's Avram Avinu walks in, Nesiyah le'kimata b'secheinu. The field has a tekuma. What does it mean it has an aliyah? You see, everything in this world wants to be brought to its objective, to its tachlis. In Hebron, the tachlis is kings. So when Avraham Avinu, the Nasi Elohim, took the field was fulfilling its tachlis. Okay, so one thing we see now, Rabbi Isai, what is Hebron? Hebron is the makom of Malchus, kings. Avraham Avinu, Nasi Elohim, Avshalom, David, everyone's anointed in Hebron. Why Hebron? So now what we have to try to understand is what mitzvah in the Torah, what chelek in the Torah corresponds to Hebron? Says Rav Moshe Wolfson, you know which mitzvah corresponds to Hebron? Bris Milah. This Bris Milah, Hebron is a city where Hashem told Avraham Avinu to have the bris. So why are kings always proclaimed in Hebron? Listen carefully. The Zohar HaKadosh tells us one of the most powerful yisoids, one of the most powerful principles. The Zohar says, number 46, it's a big shir, we're almost there. Says the Zohar, Yosef says, Ani Yosef, Ha'ir Avichai. The brothers can't believe it. You're Yosef? What didn't they get? So you're Yosef. You're a king? How are you a king? You're a melech? So it says, Yosef says, Gishono Eli, come close to me. What does Rashi say? What did Yosef show them? Bris Milah. I don't understand. They couldn't believe he's king. So he's showing them Bris Milah? Yeah. Says, that's right. One who guards the Bris Milah, the Kedusha, one who guards the Ois Bris Kodesh. Guards Ois Bris Kodesh, it doesn't just mean person has the Bris. He maintains the Kedusha of Yisraeli. He maintains the Kedusha HaBris. As a reward for that, there's Zoichet to Malchus. You know where Malchus comes from? Shmiras HaBris. Says Azar, where do we learn this from? Two people. Yosef HaTzadik was tempted by Eshes Potipharah. Yoim v'yoim v'yoim v'yoim. Relentless, relentless, relentless. Hashem said, you preserve the Ois Bris Kodesh, you're Zoicha Tamalchus. The brother said, you're a melech. Yosef said, check out the Milah. I'm a melech, that's right. I was Shoimer the Ois Bris Kodesh. Who else was Zoicha Tamalchus? Who else was Zoicha Tamalchus? Boaz wakes up b'chatzos halayla and Rus is lying there and Boaz says, Chai Hashem! Shichvi araboiker! Don't move! Stay here till the morning. Says Azar, the Yetzer was tempting him. She's lying by him. At that moment that Boaz says, Chai Hashem! I swear I'm not going to do anything. He was Shomer the Bris. Malachim mimcha Yetzer. That's why Malchus Beis David came from him that night. That's why Hashem told Abraham, giving you Bris Milah? Oh, Melachim Emecha Yetzeo, kings are going to come from you. You know why Hebron is a city of kings? Because the city of Bris Milah. Kingship, you want to be a Melech? The only thing you need to boss around is yourself, be a Melech over your Kedusha. Then you'll be a Melech. Malchus is Shmiras HaBris. The reason why Hebron is a city of Malchus, it's the city of Bris Milah. Says Rav Moshe Wolfson, Aner Eshkol Mamre. One was not better than the other. The only thing is, we learned to Yisoy that every chelak of Eretz Yisrael corresponds to a different part of Torah. But it works two ways. Listen carefully. You learn a chelak of Torah, you could conquer that area of Eretz Yisrael. If you own a chelak of Eretz Yisrael, you master that corresponding Torah. Where did Mamre have a field? Chevron! Mamela, nobody appreciated Mila like Mamre. Why? Because he owned the chelek of Eretz Yisrael that corresponded to Bris Mila. Therefore, he is able to give Avram the advice, you know what, I think it's a good idea, Bris. Avram Avinu says, what's a Bris? Says Mamre, leave it to me. This is, I own Bris Mila because I own this chelek of Eretz Yisrael. That's how he was able to give advice to Avram Avinu. Okay, three quick points and we're out. Can we suggest, Rabbi Isai, and this is my humble offering, that when the Chesed Avram says that there is no city more conducive to learning the secrets of Torah than Tzvas, could it be? Some surface says, Chas v'Shalom, there's no city greater than Yerushalayim. Granted, that is true. There is no city more holy than Yerushalayim. But every city in Eretz Yisrael corresponds to another Chelek HaTorah. The same way Chevron is Bris Mila and Beis Alamin is Yovel. What Chelek in Torah corresponds to Tzvas? I mean, it would seem pretty clear, the secrets of Torah, the Soidos HaTorah, you know, the Miktsaya, Kabbalah. Kabbalah is the part of Torah that corresponds to the city of Tzvas. Therefore, those who live in Tzvas have an added dimension of understanding of the secrets of Torah. Not because Tzvas is holier, not because Tzvas is more Kadosh or more sanctified, better ear. It's just that's the particular chelek of Torah that corresponds to the city of Tzvas. I'll give you an example. Is the heart more important than the eyes? Of course. Oh, but the heart, if the eyes could see, then why can't the heart see? I mean, it just, they do different things, you know? So the city of Tzvas is not holier than Yerushalayim. It's just Yerushalayim corresponds to some other part of Torah, which we'll end off with. And Tzvas corresponds to the Soidos HaTorah. Okay, two more. Goshen. Let's talk about Goshen. What is Goshen? It's here, it's there. Anybody ever count the letters in the Aseret HaDibros? There are 620 letters in the Aseret HaDibros. The Baal HaTurim says, it's on your sheet over here, number 48. Baal HaTurim says, there are 620 letters in the Aseret HaDibros. Why 620? Because connected the 613 mitzvahs, Doraisa, and the Sheva mitzvahs B'nai Noach. That's what the Baal HaTurim says. Communion Keser, 620, the crown. Sefer Sadebris have 620 letters, 613 mitzvos, 7 mitzvos b'nei noyach. Says Achsam Sefer, no, 613 mitzvos, 7 mitzvos d'rabbanon. That means the last 7 letters of the Aseret Sadebris correspond to the 7 mitzvos d'rabbanon. Aleph, says Achsam Sefer, Avelos. Shin is Simcha, the Zayin Yimei Simcha. Reish is Netil Sidayim Rechitza. Lamed is Pasachem Akum Lechem. Reish is Rishuya, Seruba Chatzer Shituve Mavois. Ayin is Amolek, Kriyas HaMegillah, and the end of Chaf is Kaihanim Chanukah. Sheva Mitzvos Rabbana. I have a question for you. If every Chelek in Torah corresponds to another part of Eretz Yisrael, then what part of Eretz Yisrael corresponds to the Sheva Mitzvos Rabbana? I mean, Drabbanans, are they Dairaisas? Are they not Dairaisas? Well, once the Chachamim say you have to do it, then the Torah comes along and says, Loisasim, so there really are Dairaisa, but after the fact, so they're sort of surrounded by Dairaisa, but they're outside of the Dairaisa, but they come back into the Dairaisa. So what part of Eretz Yisrael do you think corresponds to the Sheva Mitzvah Drabbanan? Goshen, obviously. Which is the final Mitzvah Drabbanan? Chanukah. Why do you think we always learn about Goshen, Parshas Vayigash, Chanukah time? Because Goshen corresponds to Sheva Mitzvos Rabbanan, primarily Chanukah. That's why the letters of the dreidel, Goshna, Gimel, Shin, Nun, Hey, that's Chanukah. That's just, okay. And now let's come back to, finally, Yerushalayim. And at this point of time, I think we all understand that which mitzvah in the Torah corresponds to Yerushalayim. In other words, is there a mitzvah in the Torah that has like Kedushas Yerushalayim, that the sanctity of it is very similar to Yerushalayim? What Yerushalayim is in a place, that mitzvah is in a day? You know, it's interesting. The Gemara in Yuma says that the entire Eretz Yisrael is given to the Shvatim. So Reuven gets there, Shimon there, Levi there, Yehuda there. Yerushalayim, Lo Yinischalko L'Shvatim. Yerushalayim is never divided. Interesting. You know what that's like? That's like the 12 months of the year were divided among the Shvatim, just like Eretz Yisrael divided among the Shvatim. Is Shabbos given to any of the Shvatim? The Shabbos will belong to Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Shabbos is everybody. Shabbos is who? Yaakov Avinu. V'hachalticha nachlas Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is like the fatherhead. He gets Shabbos, and the children get the 12 months of the year. The same way, the father, Klal Yisrael, gets Yerushalayim, and the Shvatim get the rest of Eretz Yisrael. What Shabbos is as a day, Yerushalayim is as a place. The reason why we invoke Yerushalayim, the night of Shabbos, is Yerushalayim is Kedusha Shabbos. Yerushalayim is permanent Kedusha Shabbos. The laws of Shabbos, the observance of Shabbos, is the chelak of Torah that corresponds to Yerushalayim. When we say HaPorei Sukkah Hashem Aleinu Malkam Yisrael V'Al Yerushalayim, it's not a random idea. If you want to know what the city of Yerushalayim is, if you could take Shabbos and create it as a city, that's what Yerushalayim would be. Yerushalayim is the ear shell Shabbos. And therefore, in Kabbalah Shabbos, we immediately say, Mikdash Melech, yes, Baruch Hashem and Chutz Aretz, we have the day of Shabbos, but we don't yet have the city of Shabbos. We say, Mikdash Melech, Yer Melucha, Kumi, Tzi'i, Mitoicha HaFecha. We say, Loi Seivoishi, V'loi Sikomi, V'nivnasa, Yer, Altila. Yerushalayim is the chelek of Eretz Yisrael that corresponds to the mitzvah of Shabbos. The Kedusha of Yerushalayim is the Kedusha of Shabbos. So we should taka b'zoicha to appreciate the Mekaymos HaKadoshim. And one last thing is that whatever is in the Olam is in the Nefesh. That means there are Mekaymos in us called Yerushalayim, called Chevron, called Tzfas, called Goshen. And our job is these Mekaymos are now Bechorbana. And when we build our own neshama, we'll be zoicha b'nechamas tzion v'yirah v'yaskal sem her yaminu amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.